You got a lot of one-armed linebackers at the moment. Is that a challenge for you?
Not really.
Certain though that you got Nick with one hand and Clay with the shoulder and
not at all.
Why is that?
The other guys will step up and play.
Does it make it pretty difficult when they don't have two healthy arms, especially with the hand fighting involved?
I think that you're speaking of, and when you're saying with one hand, who are you? Let me make sure that I'm on the same page with you.
Well, play in the shoulder, Nick Perry, if he plays with the hand.
This is day to day right now. We don't know if Nick is going to play. Clay has been playing with the shoulder, and he's doing the best that he can. So I think the guys that have stepped in and played is played well.
What's the magic line that determines whether you should just sit the guy because maybe he's not going to be as effective as you want him versus, okay, let him play and maybe the injury doesn't heal?
I think that's a tough question to ask. I think that we evaluate that as a staff. I think that I will give my input and Dom and coach and the trainers, doctors, everybody that's involved with the process, they're the ones that make the decision and we go with it.
So what do you think you've got for Clay in the weeks that his battle, that shoulder injury, that's made him work for him?
I think we've gotten his best, the best that he could do.
What is his best? This isn't a critical comment of him, but is his best good enough he's not making a lot of production just because he's doing the best he can with one arm.
He's trying to do the best he can.
Has that been making an impact for you, do you think?
He's trying to do the best he can.
Don't you have to weigh production versus health in that situation? So, if you've got three games where you didn't make the stat sheet, I'm saying that's the only judge of how a guy is playing. You know that.
Mm-hmm.
But isn't that the constant evaluation you have to make?
Absolutely. And I think that based upon Clay's history and expectations and what he could do, you never know. It's very easy to sit here and either critique or say that he hasn't done anything based upon the opportunities he's gotten so far. Let's say that he goes out this Saturday and with the anticipation, you guys are saying one thing, and he goes out and makes one game change in play. But he doesn't do anything the rest of the game. I mean, so.
You're saying the potential of him making that one play is worth having him on the field.
Yes.
Winston, you played a long time. Did you ever try to do what he's doing right now?
Absolutely.
How did that go for you, and how difficult was it to know what you're capable of when you're healthy and what you're not able to do because you're not?
It was difficult, and but I wouldn't. I have zero regrets. And it turned out well. It's tough. But that's what we're here for.
Do you need his speed or his experience at this point?
We need Clay Matthews. So it's not one in particular thing. Put Clay Matthews out there. Let's see what he can do.
Seems like you got a lot of experience with guys playing with clubs over the years. Matthews had to do it. Perry's done it before. Mm-hmm. Nick Barnett had it. Jay Rowland's got it. What do you teach those guys? Is there some sort of techniques and things they can do with it, or is it really just each guy figures out what he can do with that thing?
We manage to keep them in the best situation that they can utilize and function as well as they can under the circumstances they have to deal with. It's tough, but we try and put them in situations that try and help them out.
How do you feel about the progress that Daytona's made? He had a lot of quarterback hurries. I think he got a sack against Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
How are you feeling about the rest this year?
Very well. I love what Daytona's doing. Just got to keep on going.